Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's try that again. Jonathan Feldstein, we're trying it again. Can you hear us now?
I hear you well.
Okay. Well, I'm okay, but we're worrying about you and your family. Are you guys okay?
Look, okay is relative to the moment. We're blessed but stressed, and we just came out of the bomb shelter. A relatively large barrage of missiles from Iran this morning. They say about 23, but the blessing in that is it was only 23 and not 200.
But yet it seems to be a higher percentage than normal made its way through.
In this case, that may be true. I mean, everyone's been saying that none of the defense systems are impenetrable and operating average between 90 and 95%, but some of them did make it through now. I'm seeing already videos of a direct hit in the hospital in Be'er Sheva. And
right. I was just going to say the only one that's cleared in terms of geographic location is the Soroka Hospital. The rest, I think, it's general terms. So just to be aware of that, but it does seem to be that this was quite a damaging attack. What do we know about the hospital? Was it too early to tell?
I've only seen two videos, and it doesn't. The videos are of internal photos. Not externally, nothing I've seen indicates that any buildings have collapsed, but lots of damage. And I've heard no reports yet in terms of casualties and injuries. I don't know the answer.
What's always interesting to watch is although Israel is continuing its strategy very, very clearly and very methodically, something like this can have the potential to ramp it up just because it clearly shows the danger of the regime.
Well, you're right. In fact, yesterday, anyone who's interested, I'm doing briefings. People can contact me through genesis123.co. I did a briefing yesterday. I've got another briefing this afternoon at 3 p.m. Israel time and another one Saturday night, 9 p.m. Israel time. And yesterday I was asked the difference between revenge and what was the word? Preemptive. And we had a long conversation about that. But you're right. Today, with a direct attack on a hospital, whether that was aimed or good luck, and I say in quotes, it may very well cause Israel to find more strategic targets to hit. We should note, and I know you know this, today is the 23rd of the month of Sivan, the day on which about 2,500 years ago, a Persian king signed a decree allowing the Jewish people to defend themselves. And we're seeing, a lot of us are seeing great hopes in that being similar today, where we need to take out the modern Persian kings. And there's expectation the U.S. might get involved. Maybe this will push that as well. I'm hopeful that they are firing fewer missiles. I'm hopeful that, at least as of this morning, our casualties have been relatively low. But there's still a tremendous amount of work to be done, and they clearly have. Look, we know this from when the Houthis have been firing just one missile at a time, the damage that can be done, but how it shuts down so much of Israel, in fact, even the airport and the airspace. So everyone's asking, are we safe? And that's at a certain moment, the answer is yes, but that moment could change at any moment.
Right, and that is where we leave it. Jonathan Feldstein, it was just good to hear that you are fine, that your family is okay, or as relatively okay as possible, given what is going on around you. And please God, it'll just stay that way. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.